Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. In his room at the rehab center, a cell phone sits on a nightstand beside the bed where Tristan sleeps. His eyes flutter open and he looks at the phone, then quickly reaches over, silencing it, while a teenage boy in an adjacent bed looks on.
It's about time, okay? Things been going on for 10 minutes.
Tristan sits up, grabs a pair of muted teal-colored jeans, and starts to put them on. His roommate grabs a forearm crutch and uses it to hobble over to him. He helps Tristan stand.
Come on.
He'll be here any second.
You haven't told him you can't do this stuff on your own?
Once I'm better, I won't need to.
Tristan fumbles with his zipper.
I get it, okay? My girl, she bolted when she saw me use a bedpan one too many times.
The other boy helps him. Miles enters.
Am I interrupting something?
Just Ollie professing his love.
Tristan shoves Ollie away, then sits back down on his bed. Ollie returns to his.
I have a surprise. Remember how we talked about going to Europe?
Miles shows him a folded printout.
A backpacking trip?
My grandparents got it for me as a graduation gift. It's our chance to relive Paris.
It's everything we dreamed about.
I know. I can't wait to start planning.
Miles slings a backpack over his shoulder, then catches a wobbly Tristan as he stands.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ollie watches with concern. Tristan puts on a smile and kisses Miles, glancing back at Ollie. Photos and videos of a diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag, get you a man who can do both. Written by Matt Huther and Celeste Bronfman. Directed by Stefan Brogren. In the school hallway, Shay takes selfies in a kiss-blowing pose. Frankie and Lola approach from behind.
You totally had that post-sex glow.
How was it?
Amazing.
Mind-blowing. Even better.
All of the above. I don't know, like I feel different now, but kind of the same.
Sex changes everything. See, he can't even leave you alone now for a millisecond.
Day 43, the night we picnicked under the stars.
They spy a sticky note.
What are these?
A line of them are on lockers.
The night we shared ice cream, they eat a lot of food.
The trail continues down to the floor and ends at a far wall where a collage of sticky notes make a huge sign that reads, Day 200, the night we danced at prom. The girls' mouths hang agape. Also checking out the proposal is Rasha, who turns to find Zoe behind her, holding a bouquet of flowers. The couple share a grin.
Rasha, you make every day one to remember. Will you help make prom day just as special?
Lola smiles at Shay.
Just imagine how amazing your proposal is going to be.
I don't know. Is Tiny really the kind of guy who'd do something big like that?
How do you think he'll do it?
Maybe in science class? That's where we first talked.
You're so lucky. I wish I had a senior boyfriend ask me to prom.
Maybe he'll get, like, a little armadillo? That was our thing.
Frankie makes a face.
What? Winston once got you a goat.
Frankie chuckles.
You used to be so shy. Now look at you, waiting for your huge romantic spectacle.
I guess you're right. Sex really does change everything.
Meanwhile, in a geography classroom, Tristan pushes his walker toward Miles, who shows Maya a pamphlet.
Oh, is that a Parisian suite for us to eat, pray, and mostly love in?
Well, actually, for the full European experience, I was thinking...
Hostels. You guys are going to fly halfway around the planet to have roommates.
Or interesting people from all around the world. That could be fun.
Don't worry, there'll still be plenty of time for love. Like at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Tristan forces a smile.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing trip.
I know. 6 months ago, this wouldn't have been possible. Now it is. I want everything to be perfect. Here, let me grab the study sheets.
Miles hands Tristan a folded map, then steps away. Maya studies Tristan.
Do you know how many steps it takes to climb the Eiffel Tower?
It has elevators. Plus, I'm getting better, so I'll be able to do it.
Is that what your doctors say?
Mr. Perino walks up.
Your special combination room for tomorrow's test is set up.
Actually, I think I'm ready to take it with the rest of the class.
Oh, okay. Well, let's review then. Question one.
In the hallway.
Oh, they're cute. What about them?
I don't want to date another couple, Mo. That was a one-time thing.
Really? Because I heard once you go pack, you never go back.
Saad punches a graffiti locker. It reads, "Go home, Saad."
Wow. That's awful.
People are still mad about what he said at that assembly.
Why? What he said was smart.
Lola grabs Frankie's hand and pulls her aside.
Do you mind if I partner with him for an electricity project?
And there it is. You like him.
I just feel bad. And he's such a nice guy. He doesn't deserve this at all.
Classic, Lola. Back at it again with those problematic crushes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your best friend's crush, a rando who knocked you up. You just make bad choices.
You dated both Zig and Esme. I'm not the one who makes bad choices.
Lola goes to Saad at his locker.
Hey. Do you maybe want to partner up for our next science project?
Yes. I'd like that. I'll see you in class.
She smiles sweetly as Saad continues on. Behind her, Hunter and Baz observe.
Be careful.
Lola's mood dampens. Vijay and Jael join them.
Hey.
Hi. Why is everyone so worried about me hanging out with him?
He doesn't strike you as angry?
I've seen you get pretty angry.
Wait, what are you guys saying?
Nothing. It's just, you know, nobody knows him.
And he says all that weird stuff.
He's just a scared high school kid.
So was one of the Brussels attackers until the radicals got to him online.
Okay, this is stupid. You guys think he's a terrorist just because he's not from here?
No, not at all. Anyone can be radicalized. Vijay could be an extremist. Even with that silly hat.
You can't judge a book by its cover. But you'd get a pretty clear idea from its browser history.
Lola's eyes dance with worry. Meanwhile, Shay steps up to the doorway of her science classroom. She smiles when she spies her boyfriend talking to Jonah.
What's the backup plan?
She takes a deep breath and walks in toward the middle row of three long blue tables. The boys take their seats. Shay sits with Tiny.
You're here early?
I needed to prep something.
Oh, great. That you're prepared. I mean...
Hey.
As Grace walks in and takes a seat beside Jonah, Tiny walks over to a floor fan set atop a small cabinet and turns it on. The fan blows onto a soccer ball that's perched on a ramp beside it. The ball rolls, activating an elaborate pulley system, which raises a sign at the front of class. It reads, "Will you go to prom with me?" Shay stands excitedly. Then a second sign rises bearing Grace's name. Shay's face falls. Grace grins at Jonah.
So what do you say?
I already bought her tickets, dummy.
They kiss. Shay forces a smile and sits. With a satisfied grin, Tiny returns to his chair.
Shay, you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just really excited for them.
Tiny smiles back at his friends. Now, in an exercise room at the rehab center, Tristan walks on a treadmill, bracing himself with his arms. Ollie heads over and holds up a French translation book, resting it atop the machine.
Je suis désolé. What does that mean?
Ollie opens the book and points. Tristan reads.
I'm sorry. Just because my girlfriend left doesn't mean Miles will.
Ollie gives the book to him.
J'accept. Good. Yes, I am starving. Let's say the calf is pierogi night.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to finish this. And then I'm probably going to eat in my room while I study. Have a geo test.
As Ollie limps past, Tristan presses a button on the machine. Ollie notices and stops at the foot of the treadmill.
You've been at it for 40 minutes. Maybe you should slow down.
I'm fine, really. 4 weeks until you're up. I need to be ready.
Good enough for a 5? Is your coordination even there yet?
Of course it is.
Tristan's feet awkwardly pad the rolling belt. He loses his footing and falls, clinging to metal railings along either side of the machine.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just missed a step.
Ollie helps him upright.
Take it easy. Last time I went this hard, I was stuck in bed for a week.
I'm fine, seriously.
Meanwhile, at the dot, Tiny hands a customer his order, then walks around the counter removing his waist apron. He hands it to a coworker, then joins Shay at a table.
So, that proposal you planned for Jonah and Grace was pretty cool.
Sure, if you're into that.
He checks his phone.
You're not?
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's just a prom, not a wedding proposal.
Well, it's special for some people.
The ones who got something to prove, but we don't need that.
You don't think prom's a chance to celebrate with friends?
We can do that whenever, without wasting hundreds of dollars.
I guess you're right. I'm
so happy that you're not one of those girls who freaks out about prom.
Yeah, we can do our own thing that night.
Yeah, sure. You can watch a movie at my place or whatever.
Yeah, sure, whatever works for you.
She leans in for a kiss, but all she gets is a squeeze on the shoulder as Tiny leaves. Meanwhile, at Saad's kitchen table...
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
They examine wires and tools. Lola holds a coiled black wire under Saad's nose.
What are you doing?
Mustache. Okay, let's get serious.
She crosses to the family's computer and reads from a web page.
Okay, Strip the wire, connect it to the...
He's already done it.
Oh, how do you know how to do that?
Oh, I learned in Syria from my cousin.
Oh, for fun? You didn't have, like, video games?
He looks to the bedroom.
They play so rough. Excuse me.
Alone in the room, Lola turns back to the computer and clicks on a drop-down menu, which shows a web browser history with links to photography, news, and fashion sites, as well as Zod's inbox. She clicks on a link to a shopping cart on a website, which opens up an item page for a pair of men's designer jeans. She looks up as Zod returns to the room.
What are you doing?
I was just about to order some pizza.
You were searching my computer.
I didn't find anything, I swear.
What were you hoping to find?
My friends made me believe you were talking to someone bad.
And you believed them?
No, I just...
You should go.
He watches her leave in a hurry. Asleep in the room he shares with Ollie, Tristan's eyes drift open. He grabs onto the armrest of his bed, straining to sit upright. He labors to reach his phone on the nightstand. With one arm, he clings to the armrest. With the other, he peels back a blanket covering him. He moves to sit up, but winces and clutches his right knee. He looks to the other bed, but Ollie isn't there. A look of panic washes over him. He reaches urgently to the nightstand and opens a drawer. Inside is a bedpan. He grabs it, closes the drawer, and pulls himself to the edge of the bed.
Tristan.
He looks to the door.
Still in bed, our test is today.
I just need to just wait in the hall. I'll be right there.
No, let me help. Wear your pants.
Please, I'll just be 1 second.
No, this is good practice for Europe.
Miles leans in.
Miles, here. Just wait. Miles.
He hoists Tristan upright. Miles looks at his boyfriend with shock as urine trickles down Tristan's leg. Ollie steps into the doorway and sees.
Tristan...
Miles lets go, and Tristan lowers himself to the bed. Miles' gray slacks are soaked down one leg.
Here, let me help.
Stop. Just, I told you to wait in the hall.
Miles sets his jaw and staggers out into the hall past Ollie. Tristan covers his face with his hand.
I'll get you another pair of boxers.
Back at school, Lola rushes into a study area with fuchsia-colored walls where Yael sits at a table working. Lola shows her a pair of men's jeans.
What do they say to you?
European nightclub? I don't know.
I'm sorry I accused you of being a terrorist.
Don't tell me you listen to those conspiracy theory morons.
Zod walks in, breezing past the girls with eyes forward. Lola tails him and touches his back. He stops and faces her.
I saw you search for these. Please take them. I'm so sorry. I know how hard it is to be different.
You do?
My family's from Argentina. I didn't learn English until I was in kindergarten.
Did they think you were going to hurt them?
No, but they thought I was like some sort of explorer.
His brow crinkles.
Like Dora. Okay, anyway, not the same, but what I did was unforgivable, and if you never want to speak to me again, I get it.
She turns away.
Wait.
He grabs her arm. She looks back at him, and he pulls her to a secluded area of the room.
I need your help.
Anything.
I was talking to someone online. I thought he was a friend, but...
He wasn't a...
A radical? I think so.
Did he try to get you to do something bad?
He wanted me to come back to Syria, offered to book me a flight. How could I be so stupid?
We have to tell someone.
We can't. What if he comes after me?
The police will stop him.
The police? What if they think I was involved?
But you weren't, right?
No. But I've been talking to him for weeks. There are conversations.
Okay, meet me after school. We'll scrub all your socials and devices.
You know how to do that?
I think I know someone who does.
Lola looks over her shoulder at Yael. Now, wearing headphones and a pair of glasses with blue-tinted lenses, Tristan heads to his seat in geography class. On each desk is a piece of paper and a pencil. Two desks away, Maya watches Tristan's labored efforts to sit.
Hey. Catch right to you in.
a rough morning, but I'm here and I'm ready to focus on the test.
Miles walks past Mr. Perino and takes a seat between Maya and Tristan. He now wears a pair of blue pants. He looks over at Tristan, who avoids his gaze.
Good luck. Flip your papers.
The students follow instruction. In another classroom, Shay writes in a notebook. Frankie sits beside her.
So, did you do it yet?
Do you have pictures?
Oh, please tell me you get to keep the armadillo.
I don't think we're going to prom. It's just really expensive.
But you were so excited.
You know, we have to be fiscally responsible.
Look at you being all mature. Sex really does change everything.
It's not like that. We're good.
Baz looks over.
No, you're not.
Excuse me?
It's simple economics. Tiny got the milk for free, ergo, he doesn't need to buy the cow.
What are you even saying?
They had sex, right?
Oh, my God.
So why would Tiny do a big promposal if he already got what he wants?
It's not like that. Seriously, we're just gonna have a nice night in, just the two of us.
Like watching a movie?
Yeah, but why are you saying it like that?
Watching a movie is just code. He found a cheaper route to doing it than prom. Simple economics.
Back in geography class, Tristan stares at question number 4 on his exam. It reads, "What is the river that runs through Paris?" He gazes up from the exam. His eyes float across the room, then back to the question. The words become blurry and hard to read. The more he stares, the worse the blurriness becomes.
Time's up.
Miles picks up his exam, glances over at Tristan, then heads out. Maya comes to Tristan's side and crouches by his desk.
How'd it go?
He looks away.
There's always next time.
Tristan grabs his walker and they head toward the front of the room.
If I can't even pass a test, how am I gonna go to Europe with Miles?
Maya hands in their work on the way out.
I don't know, maybe you can postpone your trip until you're ready. It's important to take care of yourself, take the time you need.
Wait, he peed on you? Was this before or after you told them you got into the London Writers Academy?
I didn't tell him. I'm actually going to try to defer a year. He obviously needs me right now.
See? Miles is willing to wait for you, too.
Later at Sod's place.
So I will delete your socials and wipe your hard drives, and poof, it'll be like you never existed.
Will this really work?
But no one can see what isn't there. Okay, here's Sod's phone. Here's all his usernames and passwords.
I'll go distract my brother.
Saad goes into the bedroom. Lola admires the playful display from the doorway.
I'm coming to get you. Oh,
okay, this is crazy. Can't he just call the authorities?
Can't, I told you. We have to help him, don't we?
I thought so, but look at this.
Lola walks back to Yael.
The kids at my school are stupid. No one would miss them if someone just wiped them out. We all say things we don't mean. You never felt alone, isolated, no one understands you.
Ah, these tickle monsters have me pinned!
The girls glance toward the bedroom.
Fine, I'll do it. Just go before the tickle monsters devour him.
Lola goes to the bedroom.
Here comes Super Lola!
She tickles Saad's brother. Taking advantage of the distraction, Yael gets out her cell phone and points it at the computer screen. She quickly hides the phone. Back at school, Shay storms across the foyer towards Tiny, who's chatting with another boy.
Just because we slept together doesn't mean you can stop trying.
What are you talking about?
You do this whole special thing for Grace and Jonah, but now that we've done it, you can't be bothered to go out of your way for me?
Okay, listen.
No, I'm not like some cow, okay? And my milk is definitely not free.
A girl turns up a boombox.
Hey, I'm trying to have a conversation here!
Give me a second. I gotta do a thing.
Steps into the middle of the foyer, where he's met by girls in school colors, shaking pom-poms. Tiny unzips a blue hoodie he wears, revealing a blue and yellow jersey underneath. Joined by a flash mob of other kids in the foyer and Jonah, Lola, and Frankie on the second floor balcony, Tiny leads a synchronized dance routine. Shay watches Tiny with an enormous grin. He pops his shoulders and smiles right back. The rest of the dancers head up the stairs, where Lola gives each a notebook. Lined up on the balcony, the dancers spin around, opening their notebooks toward the foyer. Inside each is a word. Together they spell out, "Will you go to prom with me?"
Shay, will you go to prom with me?
Exuberantly, she nods her head yes and throws her arms around Tiny. He lifts her off the ground, spins her around, then sets her down and puts an arm around her shoulder. He pumps his fist in the air towards his collaborators and shimmies to the music with Shay. Later in science class.
And then we add salt to the water to complete the connection.
And once we complete the circuit...
Each holds a nail with a clip at the end of a wire. They insert the nails into a container of liquid and they spark. After a quick stir, a bulb connected to one of the wires illuminates. Saad turns to Lola for a high five, but she's overly close, like she'd expected a hug. She awkwardly high fives. Okay. He goes back to his seat for his things.
Maybe I had him all wrong. Did I just see sparks?
Well, that was a point. Oh, you mean... Okay, maybe.
Lola folds up a display explaining their work, and Saad returns to the front of the room. He smiles at her.
So, how are you doing?
I feel less worried. It's weird not having social media, though.
That's okay. I'll be your friend.
How can I ever repay you?
Yael and I are volunteering at prom. Come keep me company. I'll consider us even.
A magical night with a wonderful girl? You drive a hard bargain.
Lola softly grins, studying Saad as he cleans up the presentation. Back in Tristan's room at rehab, he and Miles lie in his bed and watch a movie on a laptop. Uncomfortably, Miles steals glances at Tristan, then pauses the film on a shot with a subtitle that reads, "All I knew is that loving him would eventually lead me to fall apart."
Can we talk about this morning? You can't give up the London Writers Academy for me.
Well, it can wait. Right now, I want to be here for you.
You're putting off all your dreams. And I think that we need to break up.
No.
All I've ever done is push myself for you. And it's been killing me.
So this is my fault? I stood by your side while you were in a coma. I was here during all of your rehab sessions. I gave up everything.
I didn't ask you to do that.
After everything that we've been through, are you seriously suggesting that?
I don't know. I just can't do this anymore.
Miles shakes his head incredulously.
So I don't even get a say when it comes to my own relationship.
Not when it gets in the way of my health.
Tristan avoids eye contact.
If I'm ever gonna get better, I have to do it on my own.
Finally, he gazes up at Miles. Now Miles is the one who can't look. With his jaw set, Miles gets up and leaves. Tristan watches him go. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. So let me down. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.